Now on the line, I have Pat Tracy, and he is head of sport with Community Radio Kilkenny City. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good morning. Very good.
And I believe congratulations are in order. You've won the gold medal at the for sports broadcasting at the Broadcasting Awards down in Athlone.
In October, and well, sure. Look, I suppose it is probably called a social benefit award, and I suppose it's the fact that we have so many people involved in the sport, and very much a kind of a community effort, and that's the main thing with it.
I think you are underplaying this a bit, Pat. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And you have a big team behind you there in the sports. You have Don Devlin, Tom Phelan, Liam Kelly O'Rourke, Paul Brophy, and Jamie Malone, just to mention a few of them.
That's right. There are about 15 or 20 people involved. 15 to 20 people involved in the whole thing. You see, we have sport. I suppose Kilkenny is a sport mad county, and particularly hurling, of course. But we have sport on Friday evening. We have sport Saturday, 12 to 2, and then following that, then we have Don Devlin and his crew coming on in the afternoon with music and sport, keeping in touch with everything that is happening locally and nationally and internationally. And then on Sunday we have a similar program from 2 to 5 as well, and then at 6 to 7 on Sunday evening we have a complete roundup of all the local sport, reports on matches and all the sport that's happening in Kilkenny, say on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Monday evening then we have another sports program, 6 to 7, which is the TC Tyres World of Gaelic Games. And that's concept, right, we'd look back at the weekend and what happened, but really what we're doing there is we like to promote underage GAA and camogie and handball. That we'd have primary schools report each what's happening in primary schools. We'd have a juvenile, you know, as in up in from under 14, 16 minor and that, and colleges. And then everything that's happening in handball, and the same with camogie. And then on Tuesday evening we have a program dedicated to local soccer, and we nearly have sport every evening bar Wednesday and Thursday.
But it's not only Gaelic and soccer that you cover. You have a what you might call a broad spectrum of sports cover.
We cover everything. Like, you know, there's basketball here, and there's rugby, and horse racing is very strong as well. And of course, we have our tipsters who seldom pick winners, but that's the fun of it. And our approach to the sport has been sort of like a group of lads having a chat in the pub, more than, you know, being overly formal. And sure, the row breaks out regularly, and you know yourself.
Well, isn't that what it's all about? A bit of competition.
That's right, and opinions.
Always, you know, always. I've yet to come across any broadcaster that agrees with another broadcaster 100%.
No, it's just not possible. And then we have a few particularly awkward lads, so that helps to generate a bit of that. A bit of activity.
Yeah.
Our approach is all about covering everything we can within the community, and that's really the way we look at it, you know.
And will we be able to gleam any tips off your sports presentations about what's coming up in Kilkenny this year? What way is Brian Cody going to set up the team?
Yeah, well, actually, last weekend now we had a half an hour interview with Brian Cody and about the coming, you know, just about hurling in general, and we didn't get too specific about it. But you see, Brian has had been to the National Hurling League without I share the club players from Ballyhale, and of course there's two other clubs, Dunamagan in the junior and Greig Ballycallan in the intermediate. They're playing this coming weekend and without theirs. But like Brian says, whatever competition they're in it to win it. And no matter what squad he has, or who, he never looks at it that we're short anyone, that we have the players we have, we go out and we have to be competitive at all times and see where that takes us. And that's his attitude. And like you said, looking back on last year, I asked him about last year. I said, if you don't win the All-Ireland, I said, is it seen as a failure? Is it seen as a bad year? Well, he said, look, we're in it to win. And he said, if we don't win, well, then we have to look at why we didn't win. So that's his approach. And the feeling in Kilkenny about this coming year is that the All-Ireland is wide open, and there are probably 6-7 teams there saying we can win the All-Ireland based on what happened last year. And Kilkenny would be one of those. So Kilkenny can beat anyone, or they can be beaten by anyone. And that's the reality of it as we head into 2019.
And tell me this, if someone were to come along to you and ask you what has been the secret to your success, what would you say?
The secret, well, you would, right, we say that the team, that the outstanding team that came and won so much, well, that they were just outstanding players. But I suppose the ingredient was that Brian Cody gave them the platform in which to perform. And I think he has that template of, first of all, the first thing he says, well, a player wants to be there and wants to do it. The second thing is they have to be honest in their approach and in their work, and they have to set aside their own, if you like, their own ego, and it's all about team. And it's you should be as proud to be on the panel as you are to be on the team. Making the panel for a game is the target, and then to make the team, every player has to have that ambition. And that's, and if there is a player that is slacking, or is not, if you like, is upsetting the group or anything like that, they can be very, you know, they can be a very talented player. That, well, Brian Cody doesn't keep them. He doesn't keep them on the panel. He lets them go. And so it's all about the team and about the squad. It's all about the squad more than anything. And I think that's been the thing. And the honesty that, I suppose, it brings to the game. Because really, when we look at it, and we'd say it here in Kilkenny, was that, you know, last year we probably shouldn't have won the National League. We lost the first two games. And, you know, we came to a league final against Tipperary. And Tipperary were, you know, a much more seasoned, experienced team. And yes, a young Kilkenny team that went and beat them and beat them well. But that was down to the sheer honesty and application of the team on the day. And that's what Brian brings, gets out of the team most days when they go out, that honesty and that consistency.
I think what you've just said there, you could really apply that to the Dublin football team as well.
Yeah, well, the Dublin football team are nearly a kind of a mirror of what Kilkenny were, we say, from 2006 to 2014 or 15, whatever it was. They had an exceptional bunch of players with an application that is, you know, it's just brilliant. And Dublin have that quality of player, and they have that, they have the numbers. You know, they can put out, you can say they have 25 players they could put out, they can pick 15 from any of the 25, and they'd still be strong. That's, and Kilkenny were like that, and Dublin are like that now, and they're getting the best out of the players, and that's the thing. This is an exceptional Dublin team, and you can go through every single one of them and you'll see leaders all over the place. And there mightn't even be players that are being mentioned that much, like, you know, and but they're just a brilliant bunch of players together at the one time, doing the thing right and applying themselves properly. And that's that's what you have with Dublin, and that's why they're so brilliant.
And now, coming back to your award, what has made the difference for yourselves? What has made Community Radio Kilkenny City, their sports team, stand out from everybody else?
Well, I think is a lot of it is that everyone of the everyone involved in the sport have a passion for the sport. They have a passion for going to matches, being involved. Like, I could go through nearly every single person in that sports team are involved in their own sport at some level. Like, you know, Jim Cashman is there, he's managing the local soccer team, he manages the Kilkenny Oscar Trainer team, that, you know, it's like the Kilkenny County team, you know, and you have Ciarán Nari, who's a champion handballer. He plays handball and he reports on. So they all have that passion. Then you have Richie Power, and you have Joe Hennessy, and you have all these lads that played. Nicky Brennan, ex-president of the GAA, I'm sure he sleeps and drinks GAA and all that kind of thing. And it goes to every one of us. Like, we go to a match, we go to a Junior B match as fast as we go to a Kilkenny, an inter-county game, you know, and get the same kick out. So there's a fountain of knowledge on all the sports there, and that's the thing. You take even Kelly O'Rourke, he's going to school in Kilkenny CBS, but he'd have his finger on the what's happening in the colleges, and would be at those games and would be involved that way, you know. So there's that just huge involvement, and there's just immersed in the various sports in Kilkenny.
Well, Pat, I have to say, I think you have it captured in all directions. There you have the young, the old, the experienced, and as you said earlier, you have your own Eamon Dumfries as well.
Yeah, we have a few of them, all right. Barry Henriquez now would have been a legendary kind of a commentator, and he'd very much stir the pot when needed. And you know, we have a great lot, and again, we have plenty of lads. You see, I suppose another strength we have, we say Nicky Brennan would have been president of the GAA, so you know, you have official GAA there as well. And oftentimes, of course, you'd be sending in the low ball into him to see how he'd react and things. So there's plenty of that.
Yeah, it's so important, and maybe people don't understand this always, that for good broadcasting, you need differences of opinion. Not only differences of opinion, but you need people who are able to see things from different angles and throw it out there for people to actually start to think about sport.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, I suppose you're presenting sport with, you know, you need a little bit of entertainment in it. You know, that you don't want to be, you know, just flippant either. But people, you know, like it has to be listenable. You know, and even, you know, there's certain people with turns of phrases and things like that are very, very important. But one thing that's very popular with us is our racing coverage, as in, you know, previewing the racing in the Corra or Dundalk, of course, on every Saturday, every Friday night, and that type of thing.
And I suppose Gowran Park as well.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And like the build-up now to the Tyestate Chase and all that kind of thing. But there's a great interest in horses, racing, throughout the county as well. And you know, the lads with their tips, Bear Scott, and again, Seamus Brophy is a man that would have been involved with the race horses and would have bought and sold race horses and would know the trainers and the jockeys and all that kind of thing. So, you know, and greyhound racing, of course, is another thing that's very, very strong in Kilkenny. So it's all a kind of a circle there, and all the lads, they're involved in those as well. So it's really that little bit of passion comes out, and that's the difference, you know.
And have you any comments on the Dublin hurling team? They're really only getting back to it now. I think that they had a couple of lean years, but they seem to be starting to gel back again.
If I expect, I mean, Dublin were the unfortunate team of last year, and if Dublin, I think if Dublin can make the breakthrough, I think they're going to be a force for a long time, because the breed of Dublin hurler coming up at the moment, Coolah winning the two club All-Ireland, massive boost for Dublin. And there's the quality of the young Dublin hurlers coming up is way ahead of what was there over the last 10 years. The best of the last 10 years now would be ordinary to what is coming through with Dublin at this stage. And I think Dublin will make the breakthrough very soon. And when they do, they're going to be around for a long time. I think Dublin are going to be a serious hurling team over the next 5 years.
I know. I say it to a lot of people. I was involved with St. Vincent's a few years ago, and with juvenile teams, and I can tell you, I think there's more, well, we're not going to say emphasis, but there has been more being put into hurling in Dublin than there actually is into football in Dublin. There's commitment there by the mentors in hurling is just absolutely amazing. But it takes years to develop a hurling team.
It does, yeah. But I think Dublin now, like underage, just look at Dublin as minor and even they're in Munster. They won All-Ireland a couple of years ago, and that they're consistently knocking on the door there. And I think that they will make the breakthrough. And I think there will be they're going to be a major force. One thing that's taken away a bit from them is the fact that you know, you have the couple of great hurlers that are playing football, and that's a pity from the hurling point of view. But if those couple of players, Dublin would be making the breakthrough a lot sooner if those stuck at it. But what will happen is a couple of players like that will come through and stay at hurling, and they will make the breakthrough.
You never know. You might find that you will have some of lads changing over from football into hurling. I can see it happening.
There's a great, as you say, a great push on hurling in Dublin, and there's a great passion for it as well. And I think once they make the breakthrough, they will be there. And there's definitely, I think Dublin are going to be, and it could happen this year as easily as anything, because the pity that Pat Gilroy, I thought it was a brilliant appointment, having Pat Gilroy as manager. The pity he had to step away due to the work commitments, but your new man is very good as well. But if Pat Gilroy had been staying there, you know, the continuity would be there, and he was, because Pat Gilroy, it was started this Dublin football team, and so he took the ego out of them and got the breakthrough, and Jim Gavin has carried it on. But Pat Gilroy, I think, oftentimes doesn't get the credit he deserves for what he did for Dublin footballers.
Indeed, he is a great man manager. Pat, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and once again, to you and to all your team down there in Community Radio Kilkenny City, well done. Absolutely brilliant award, and well deserved.
Thanks very much, Nathan. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
No problem. All the best, Pat.